From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Dave Courvoisier reading The Coffin Ship by Peter Tonkin. Now, let's begin with the preface. The Raging Storm. From side to side, the storm covered more than 1,000 miles. 1,000 miles of towering clouds, reaching from wavetop to troposphere in unbroken columns of swirling air 30,000 feet high. 1,000 miles of banshee winds gusting to 150 miles per hour. 1,000 miles of waves whipped up house high from abyssal trough to mountainous crest. Down the center of Prometheus's deck, among the pipes 15 feet in the unquiet air, 3 feet wide with railings 4 feet high, 900 feet long, there was a catwalk. There were 8 steep steps up to it from the restless, foam-washed deck. Up these they went, Richard first and McTavish last, all hanging onto the railings for dear life. Although the wind had dropped and the rain and clouds had gone for the time being, the sea was still running murderously high, and the combination of movement and slipperiness was fatally dangerous to their weak legs and uncertain feet. Time and again, one or another of them would go forward, back, to one side or the other, with bone-shaking force. Elbows and knees had the flesh on them bashed away. Ribs were bruised, welted, cracked. There was little conversation, however, until they reached the forecastle head. Then Richard said,
"If they're not here in 20 minutes or so, we'd better start back. If the storm closes down again and catches us out here in this condition, we're dead."
Nobody had the energy to point out that if they went back...